Hey everyone, this is Belle in the Woods here, and I am going to attempt the questionnaire by Von Scriptenstein, the super sexual questionnaire about super sexy stuff. Nope, about sexy sex stuff. I've already messed up. Because I found it really interesting, and, you know, questionnaires are fun, right? So, be prepared to listen to me ramble. All right. So question one, what other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? I don't really visit a ton of other erotic sites on Reddit. I dip my toes in Audio Candy sometimes. There's some sexy stuff there. It's not just specifically sex related. But for me, the whole audio aspect of it gets me off more than seeing images necessarily. I know men are a lot more visual biologically, but I find for me that it's the voice and the whole idea in my head creating this fantasy that does it for me. So I think that that's why. Okay. Question two, if you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contributing there? If you already contribute to the other subs, what made you choose this one in particular? I have not considered contributing to any other subs. I don't know how I would go about doing that, really. I try and produce content when I can, and I don't know. I don't really know a lot of other sites that I would contribute to necessarily, like aside from having my own, which I'm not doing really. And what made me choose this one? I stumbled on I think it was best porn on Reddit article. I think that's how I found GWA. And I have a kind of a thing for accents, not all accents, not all voices, but I found a certain user here and kind of obsessively listened to everything that he had done, and he knows who he is. But then I kind of realized this was like the best thing in the world, so I decided to stay. And then after lurking under a different account for a couple of months, that's when I started recording. Okay. What is your ideal body type in a sexual partner? And why does it turn you on? I do sort of have an ideal body type, and I can't help it's what I'm attracted to. Of course, there are exceptions to this, but in general, I've always tended to be drawn to soccer/football players, to those of you who are non-American, tennis players. I grew up with a sibling who was an athlete, so I think that that had something to do with it. I was also a dancer, so being around, I don't know, hard bodies and lean muscle, it's kind of my type, I guess. I don't know, and usually, you know, taller than me, which is not hard because I'm not that tall. I'm, you know, average height for a woman. Why does it turn me on? I don't know. Aesthetically pleasing. The body is a beautiful thing. I don't shame anyone for how they look. My best sexual partner ever was definitely not that body type, and that did not matter to me. He was sexy as hell, so. Okay. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? I have a few that I like a lot. It sounds kind of cliche, but it's like the same people that everyone probably likes, you know. I will always have a deep love for Ryan Gosling and Alexander Skarsgård and Michael Fassbender. Meow. They do things to me. And if you haven't seen Shame, the movie Shame, you should see the movie Shame with Michael Fassbender. Yes, that's all I'm going to say. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? And what is the filthiest thing you have ever said to a partner? You know, I cannot recall the filthiest thing that has been said to me. I'm sure it was something involving come play or something of that nature. The filthiest thing I've ever said? Shit, well, I'm pretty filthy. I can't remember the filthiest thing I said. I'm sorry to disappoint with this answer, but I don't really know. I don't remember things that come out of my mouth in the heat of the moment, honestly. Okay. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. I can't actually answer this one. One of my exes was my best friend growing up, her older brother. Yes, I know. He was quite a bit older than me, and I was in college, and he lived in a different city than me, and he would come visit, and I remember we had to sneak around and have sex, and he, I don't know, I guess I was doing things to him, and I, you know, found his little secret spot, and no one had ever done that to him before, and his whole body convulsed, and he was like, wow, how did you do that? Yeah, I was pretty proud of that. I still remember it. Okay, I don't know why I'm embarrassed talking about this. Okay, next. Which part of your body do you think is most attractive? What do you like about your body? I get compliments on my eyes a lot. They're very pale, and I like my eyes. I do. And my smile. I have a good smile. Body parts, actual physical body. I'm gonna say it. I have very pretty breasts. I do. It took me a long time to realize that they were so great, but they are. The rest of my body's not so bad. What do I like about my body? I like that my body allows me to be active, to get from place to place. I feel grateful that I'm able to move around. I like that I'm able to do things with my body. I was a ballet dancer, and I like dancing, so I like that I'm able to do that in my underwear in my bedroom, acting like no one's around because no one is around, kind of goofing off to myself. I also have what I call living room dance parties sometimes. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex or passive and submissive? What about this mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? I typically categorize myself as a switch. I always somehow have some sort of semblance of control, but it really varies on my mood and what I need. I like being communicative with a partner and telling them what I want because I know what I like. But when you're with someone long enough, they also kind of intuitively know what you need. So you're kind of able to make that switch or not even have to ask sometimes. I hope that makes sense. What is your go-to fetish, embarrassing or not? What fetish is most guaranteed to get you off? Fetish. I feel like fetish is very subjective, but dirty talk definitely is up there for me. And it's especially hot coming from someone who seems like really sweet. And they kind of like bust it out. It's going to make me like, my mind's just going to spin in the moment. Yep. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours. This doesn't have to be quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time and do it upright. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? Well, I would probably line up all of my toys and find some of my favorite recordings that I have saved here. I have some of yours saved. Some of them are very nice. I don't know, like, maybe take a little bath, feel sexy, listen to some music, turn off some lights, get a really nice pair of headphones, touch myself a little for a long time. I mean, I have been known to do it for a while, so I usually don't have rushed masturbation sessions, honestly. Okay. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else remotely sexual? What was your reaction? I've never been caught having sex, masturbating very closely. I started at a pretty young age, and my parents walked in on me, almost caught me several times when I was living at home. Doing anything remotely sexual. I'm sure I've been seen before. I've had partners that liked semi-public places. I'm sure I've been spotted, but not to my knowledge. How's that? Unless we're counting like wildlife and animals out in the forest or something. Cheating fantasies are often pretty common, but cuckolding, cuckwean is less so. If being a cuckold, cuckwean is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? This isn't really a fantasy of mine, but I can see how it could be. Kind of the idea of being rejected, but then watching someone you're attracted to doing something sexual. So I kind of see that aspect of it, but I don't quite understand it because it's not my fantasy. That makes sense. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? It could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine, to your first sexual partner showing you things you never liked before, to just watching a run-of-the-mill movie or television show and getting a funny feeling when you saw one of the characters. Okay, I'm probably going to be outing my age here, but there are a couple of characters that did it for me. Jared Leto in My So-Called Life. Yes, please. I had such a crush on Jordan Catalano. I know, like, the character in that show is a virgin, and so was I at the time watching it. I mean, I was pretty young when it came out, but I watched it. I think I watched it after it was originally airing on ABC. Because I don't think I got into it then, I was too young, but he did it for me. And then I was also really, sexually curious as a young child. I was a virgin for a while, and as a kid, I played doctor a lot with boys and girls. So seeing lots of other bodies naked all the time, as a kid, kind of pervy, I guess. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? Why is that the cutoff point? So attraction is obviously important. I don't really have a limit, but like at a certain point, I think that I'm not really finding someone attractive. I think that as I get older, that obviously the sliding scale will vary. For example, Johnny Depp's like in his 50s, right? He's hot, you know, so there are exceptions. I don't really have a standard, but, you know, I don't think I'd be attracted to someone in their like 60s or 70s. That seems a little much and kind of creepy. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? A few hours, probably. Yeah. I had a very bad one-night stand. And that is that. It was terrible. All right, so hopefully I haven't bored you to tears with my rambling and my semi-answers. Okay, thanks for listening.